This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. For students getting ready for college this fall, there's a lot to think about. What their living situations will be like, how they'll manage their course load, and where they'll make new friends and find community. But for students from countries outside the United States, there's at least one more layer of stress, and that has to do with changing federal immigration policies. New reporting from the Midwest Newsroom takes a look at this and its effects on international enrollment and revenue at schools across the region, including Missouri. Steph Conquest Ware is a reporting fellow with the Midwest Newsroom, and they join me now. Steph, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you for having me.
So Steph, what first got you interested in this story?
Yeah, so I cover immigration specifically in Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska. And so I got interested in this because obviously it's August and students are going back to school. And at the same time, I had seen changes to really big changes to national legislation that would have a grand impact on international students. And so just perusing across social media and Reddit, I had seen just the frustration about people who want to study here, people who are already here to study with F-1 visas.
Mm-hmm. In terms of federal immigration policies affecting college students, Steph, there are some recent and forthcoming changes we'll get to, but there were already some fairly big changes the current administration made when Trump began his second term in the White House last year. What were those changes?
So basically, since the beginning of the second Trump administration, they've been trying to limit the number of people overstaying their student visas. And it's what they call rampant visa abuse. And so to do that, they've just limited visa appointments. They limited the amount of visas they've given out. They've also partially or completely banned travel from at least 39 countries, and also restricted grace periods for students who may need a little more time to apply for extra legal status in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Just this past July, the Department of Homeland Security, they made some changes to student and exchange visas as well, right? What were those changes?
So basically, the Trump administration eliminated a long-standing rule called the duration of status. So this allows anyone on an F-1 or J-1 and M-1 visa to stay in the United States for as long as their program continues. So if you're getting a PhD, you're able to stay here even if you're here for 5 or 6 years, as long as you're enrolled and tracked by the university. So now what they're doing is basically saying, hey, you only have 4 years to complete pretty much any degree. Mm-hmm. And we kind of don't really know how this will impact international students completely until they actually go into effect September 15th. Mm-hmm. So basically the way the law is written now, as I've heard from experts I've talked to across the region, this four-year limit would even impact people on PhD programs, which are obviously take a lot more time to complete.
Right, yes. Right. So then if students want to stay longer, I mean, what options do they have then?
So basically, you only have 30 days until after you're done with the program to try to extend your stay in the United States. So they will have to do an extra application process to apply for this extension and go through extensive background checks to be able to stay in the United States for any longer time than another month after they've already graduated.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything in addition to the background checks that would be part of that?
So they're going to subject applicants to biometric vetting, background checks, and fraud screenings. Mm-hmm. To have an extension of stay.
And then there's also a stipulation around transfers as well, right?
Yes. So you will, if you're coming into the United States as a freshman, you will not be able to transfer schools or even change your major in your first year.
Wow.
And I mean, as someone who's just graduated college, I changed my major like 2 times in my first semester. Mm-hmm. So it's just very complicated.
So Steph, broadly speaking then, what does the Trump administration say as the reason for these changes being made?
Yeah, so basically they're trying to combat what they think is rampant visa abuse and just people overstaying their stays without actually applying for legal status in the United States. The problem is that these are blanket policies that are affecting a group of people who do not overstay their visas. It's only like 4% of international students who overstay their visas, and that was in 2024. So these are kind of the best and brightest that these countries have to offer for students coming here, and they are highly tracked by the government as well as their schools to be in these programs and stay in the U.S.
So basically, the evidence is not backing up what the administration is saying is the reason for these changes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, you looked at international enrollment at 16 universities across the region, and there were some pretty significant declines that you found. What was it that you found specifically among Missouri schools you looked at?
Yeah, so just like a very steep decline for many universities in Missouri. For example, just at St. Louis University, from 2023 to 2025, their enrollment, international student enrollment, dropped by 33%. And St. Louis University is a very welcoming school to international students. So to see a drop like that is a big concern and surprise for administrators at universities across the region. And this also includes a big drop from University of Missouri, Kansas City, which saw a 50% drop. And then University of Central Missouri, which has like the highest population of international students in the state of Missouri, dropped their international student population by 57%.
Mm-hmm. What do we know about what is behind those declines that you just gave us figures for?
Yeah, so basically, universities are attributing those declines to just the kind of hostile environment around getting a student visa. It is extremely hard for students to get visas, let alone a visa appointment right now. Mm-hmm. And even students who have a valid visa, valid documentation to enter the United States, are being denied by border security officials. So I've been told by lawyers across the region that basically you need to get back here as soon as possible before this stuff goes into effect, because no one can ethically promise that something will not affect you.
Mm-hmm. We're talking today with Steph Conquest Ware. They're a reporting fellow with the Midwest Newsroom, and we're talking about the effect of federal immigration policies on international students. Now, you mentioned the difficulty, increasing difficulty, that students are having to get visas, even visa appointments, and you spoke with a recent St. Louis University graduate and a current doctoral student under the condition of anonymity because they were fearful about speaking to a journalist and what that might do to affect their visa status. What did you hear from that person?
Yeah, so these two, this one recent graduate and one current graduate PhD student are just unsure about the kind of political landscape around student visas right now. So in speaking with me, they just expressed kind of their fear with speaking with me on the record. And also they expressed with me how it's not particularly affected them regarding visa policies, but their friends who are in China, for example, one friend in China who's already been admitted to the university to St. Louis University, is struggling to get a visa right now. And that's like the only school in the United States they were accepted to. So that just kind of just pulls the blanket out from everyone who's trying to go to school in America.
Mm-hmm. You also spoke with Suman Subhash Naidu, a citizen of India who graduated from St. Louis University in May with a master's degree in analytics. How does he factor into your recent story?
Yeah, so he just expressed to me, you know, college students right now already have the stressors of classes and trying to be in a new environment. But just imagine you have just the political landscape around immigration today also just hovering over you. So that's kind of what he's been going through. And he has felt supported by the university. He even goes to see his advisor even after graduating to get legal help and advice from the school. And they've also, he was able to get a job through applying for optional practical training, which allows international students who have just graduated to complete, you know, job training that's related to their field. Mm-hmm. So that's what he's doing in Belleville, Illinois right now, in business analytics. And he's kind of able to do that through the help of his university, just because of how supported he's been throughout this time. He's even been still getting email correspondence from them regarding legislation that could impact him or other students coming from other countries. So, yeah.
That really illuminates sort of the relationship between individual and institution. It's working in some way. You also touch on economics in your story, Steph, and how a decline in international enrollment is not good for colleges. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so many universities in the United States rely on international students, especially international undergraduates, who are paying like the full price of tuition, which a lot of people in the States do not. So in turn, international students paying the full price of tuition is helping to subsidize the education for Americans here in the US. So it's making it cheaper for everyone. And also, whenever you have less international students coming to these smaller towns or these smaller college towns, you are going to see declines in car rentals. You're going to see declines in people going to, you know, cultural stores or shops. Businesses might go out because they are not attracting that international student population anymore. And the whole environment of the town could also change because this humongous group of people is just leaving to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. So there are the ripples that you feel when it comes to the coins, but there's also the culture part of it. And imagine, you know, when you don't have international students coming to your school and to the community, that there's something else that's lost besides revenue, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, international students provide so much cultural enrichment in the classrooms through language acquisition or through just learning about different cultures or people around the world. And losing that would be very detrimental to American students as well. International education provides so much education about diversity and culture and just what it means to live somewhere that's not the United States, which universities across the U.S. see as a big benefit for them.
Steph, your feature includes perspective from a student at Iowa State University who's from Pakistan, and you painted a vivid picture of him in your story. So before we close, tell us about him.
Yeah, so right now he's packing in Pakistan, ready to come to the U.S. And I mean, even last year when he was, you know, just stepping on that plane, he has to take like a 24-hour flight to get to the U.S. You know, the entire time, this anxiety is just coming over you because you don't know after that 24-hour flight whether you're even going to be able to be let into the U.S. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that same situation is happening here this year again, to where he doesn't really know if he will be accepted or denied to come to the U.S. And he's already spent 2 years at Iowa State University, and he's found a community there in Ames, which is a very smaller town compared to, he's from like the largest city in Pakistan with 21 million people. So he's just seen the benefit in the community of being in a small town like Ames in Iowa. And just the fact that 2 years can go to waste and all that money and everything he spent to get here could just be up in the air is just very saddening for him.
And he's really conscientious about being above board and doing things by the book, right?
Yes. He like just extremely, like he calls himself, he's extremely law abiding. So, and because he himself is also a political science major and also mm-hmm. writes about politics, so he knows the rules of law that he has to follow, and he makes sure that he sticks to every single letter of the law.
Is there anything that he shared with you that really struck you? And that seemed to you to be an illustration of why it is important to talk about this issue.
Yeah, I think there's just a lot of uncertainty around international students in the U.S. right now. So this coming school year, it's kind of everyone is just like, we don't know really what is going to happen. But he's basically saying that he's felt emotional support, but just getting legal support and support from the community is just extremely helpful to international students to feel more welcomed in Midwest universities.
Steph Conquest Ware is a reporting fellow from the Midwest Newsroom. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
We should also note, just yesterday, a coalition of labor unions and higher education groups sued the Trump administration to stop the new rule limiting the time foreign students, exchange visitors, and journalists can stay in the U.S. That rule, again, is slated to take effect on September 15th.
Today's episode was produced by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.